This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. So here's one thing the credit reporting agencies could care less about: your savings. Even if you have 100 million bajillion bucks in the bank, doesn't matter. But if you do, good on you. Maybe you're German. The European debt crisis has beaten up the likes of Greece, Spain, and Portugal, but Germany, well, they boast low unemployment and an 11% savings rate. Ours, by the way, is around 4%. Caitlin Carroll has more from Berlin.
Most countries have different words for debt and guilt, not Germany.
The German word for debt is Schulden. And yeah, I feel guilty is ich fühle mich schuldig.
Berliner Stefan Schmidt is giving me a vocabulary lesson at a local beer garden. He pays for his pint in cash and hardly ever uses his credit card for daily purchases.
It just doesn't make sense, like all the interest you have to pay.
To understand this caution, you need to look at Germany's history, says Karl Ludwig Holtfrerisch, who's a retired professor of economics at the Free University in Berlin.
In countries like Italy, Spain, Portugal, credit played a huge role to finance commerce. In Germany, that never happened. You know, Germany was a poor country until the last third of the 19th century.
He says some European countries are just more comfortable with credit. Take Italy. It built cities like Venice and Genoa through borrowing. But Germany's had some tough experiences with credit. During World War I and II, citizens lent money to the government in the form of war bonds. And then the currency lost its value, a disaster for the lenders.
Hyperinflation wiped out all those debts of the government, or looked at it from the other side, the credits and savings of the citizens.
And three generations later, that fear of inflation and debt still lingers. At their home in Berlin, journalist Heike Vohwinkel and her husband watch over their two sons. Vohwinkel looks on and reflects on her own childhood.
I'm afraid I was quite stingy or...
as a child?
Yeah, as a child.
Vohwinkel says her parents and grandparents tried to save wherever they could, so she wore hand-me-downs from her sister. And as a teenager, she worked at a local factory to save money for driving lessons. Now that her oldest boy is 6, Vohwinkel wants to pass on some of that thrift.
I tried to tell him that things cost money, and that he has to care after his things, because if they are destroyed, I can't buy them just like this.
Germany's banks are in on this game, too. Every year around October, the country celebrates World Savings Day. Children bring their savings to the bank and get toys or balloons in return. There's face painting and games. It's good to encourage saving, but Karl Ludwig Holtfrerisch says there are sometimes unintended consequences from Germany saving too much.
If the Germans don't consume but save, somebody has to put that credit or capital to use.
Somebody, like those other Eurozone countries now in trouble for buying too much on credit. Germany's Olympian savings skills made all that runaway credit available in the first place. German frugality and Greek-style free spending both have their place in the global economy, but Team Europe needs to find a balance if it's to compete effectively. In Berlin, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.